But everybody else should chime in. That's not just because I I put out, this was my opinion. It's just a one person's opinion. So if we could go around and see what other people think.
Are you talking about the whole idea or just whether we should put this on now?
Both.
Well, I haven't discussed it with my committee. This is Deb. I haven't discussed it with my committee yet. And I think we assumed that it would be the other way, that you would, that a person would get the replacement person would get the next available seat, and if the person after that got a longer term, oh well. But I haven't discussed it with the committee, and we haven't put it to a vote for the board yet, so I really can't. I think that's what we've been operating on, but it hasn't really come up.
Jane?
It didn't. I tend to agree with you, Lydia. It wouldn't be a slam dunk issue. I listened to what Serene offered, and actually, I didn't get it. It's not that I objected to it or anything, and we don't have an active group here in PFW reviewing these things, but it just sounded very confusing to me. And we I think, by and large, would favor things that would simplify things, and so at face value, it doesn't seem to simplify things.
Harpo?
Well, I've already said before, I think it's a bad idea to put something like this in where, you know, people could end up sort of motivated to start prying people out if they're going to profit by it. People who, you know, I just think it's, I think leaving it as it is probably the best thing. And you just take your, you know, the runners up take what they get as they get it. It's the luck of the draw.
Okay. And
can I get on the stack?
Is this Serene?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, please, go ahead.
I don't really get that last thing about the advantage of prying people out, because the term doesn't get extended. I mean, the elections are going to be when they're going to be. But it's, if you are the first runner-up, I can't believe that the intention was that the second runner-up or the third runner-up would very well inherit more, you know, win a bigger prize, inherit more time. I'm not sure if more time is a prize in this case, but anyway. I'm certain that the intention, I can't begin to see the reasoning behind accepting the assumption that it was intentional that the first runner-up could end up with less time than the second runner-up or the third runner-up. I mean, the ranking was there for a very specific reason. The ranking was there for a very specific reason in the first round, because it was the difference between one-year terms and three-year terms. And I know in at least one listing area where someone inherited, a runner-up inherited a three-year term for a departing member, forcing someone who was a one-year candidate who had scored, of course, above them in terms of response from the listeners to have to run again. I'm not saying it's a simple thing to get, and so if you didn't get it the first time, it's not you. But I would urge you actually to read it a couple of times, and, you know, call me if you have a question. But it's absolutely nonsensical to me that the intention was anything other than having the person who won more votes have a longer term.
You know, I think it's clear that we're not going to resolve it on this call.
Right.
But, you know, if you send it by email, I'll send out what our committee does. I assume that you're going to include that in your election report. I think the only one that has submitted their July 15th due report was Deb. And so KPFT. I also have not completed ours. So there you go. Are you going to be able to send yours in, Serene?
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. And so anyway, so I think that that's where that is. I think we should move on to the issue of the convention if no one has. I mean, can we agree that the only issue, because of the time constraint, be the amendment that we already discussed and approved and agreed on? For September. I mean,
I'm actually I've been concerned about this inheritance thing since last year, before it became an issue in any listening area, and it didn't even become an issue in New York. But I'm going to raise it on the governance call because I really think it's important that it be handled.
Yeah, okay. So then raise it. It just won't go as a recommendation from
right.
this committee. Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other issue is let's move on to the convention if nobody has any objection. I understand that the notion of having what was it? It wasn't an internet, but a virtual convention was to have like local mini conventions that would be linked through video teleconferencing. And until somebody gets pricing on that, we have no idea whether that would be less or more expensive, not to mention any other issues that may be involved. But whether that would be, you know, too exorbitant, if it would be beyond what is already being budgeted by the stations, which is $15,000 per station, or equivalent to what they pay for the PMB meetings. Does anybody have any ideas on what we're going to do by September in terms of a recommendation from this committee regarding the convention?
Well, I don't have the text here, but what we discussed in our local committee was having in person conventions in each listing area, and certainly even if this doesn't pass at a national level, it's certainly something we want to do here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, half a day,
mm-hmm.
whatever, where we can actually sit down and do this, as well as having increased. Time on air to discuss it. I know not everybody's a governance head, but you know we have to do it. And having an in-person bylaws convention and network-wide, at which some representatives from each station would be sent to that convention, and there would also be some sort of arrangement for people to make input by telephone or by email during the convention, since we don't expect that, you know, everyone who has an interest in this will be able to travel to wherever it is.
Okay. Does anybody else have any ideas for the convention? That is very similar to what some in our group came up with, but our group was divided on this as well.
Our group was not. When we talked about it, it seemed to be the only feasible thing to do to us seemed to be to talk in the local areas and to have this committee get together, or some subcommittee of the PACGov get together and collate the different ideas, and then to vote on different areas and do a final conference with final arguments by teleconference. The video teleconference, although it could be just an audio as well, and those could be set up, and I'm sure the cost would be really substantially less than moving people, bodies around the country with hotels and meals and all that sort of stuff.
We weren't going to feed them.
Sorry, go ahead. Lock them in rooms and make them come to an agreement.
Okay, well, we had a lot of support for a local mini convention. There's no, you know, that was unanimous here. Where the group was divided was whether or not to have an in-person convention. And I still think that we're operating in a vacuum unless we can confirm. Video teleconferencing can be extremely expensive. And then regular teleconferencing is going to be like this phone call where how do you... It's fine to have a committee where you have people, but you don't see people raising their hands, so you can't call on them. So without the video technology, it would be a mess because you would have so many people involved. I just don't even know how you would do it. It would be very difficult, unless you had no more than the PMB. But if you had anything larger than that in terms of a presence, which I suspect you might, it would be very difficult without the video conferencing. So I think the first step would be to price that. So, Deb, was anybody who proposed this, because I know this came out of KPFT, I don't know if it came out of KPFT alone, has anybody volunteered to price that technology?
No, they haven't, but if somebody could give me an idea where to go, I'll do that.
No, but let me look. I'll look into it and then I'll forward it to you.
All right, fine.
Okay.
And I'll search in the meantime. I can Google it.
Yeah, you can Google.
See what I can get.
We're not committing to anybody. All we're doing is getting a ballpark figure of
an idea
that,
whether it's going to cost $5,000,
yeah, like
15,000
maybe how many,
or 50,000.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so
no, I'll do that by our next meeting.
Okay, and so we should probably. I mean, we need to come up with some kind of a recommendation. I would say to PetGov. So we need to meet before. What is PetGov? What is it? Are we? Is it the third or fourth Thursday of the month normally?
Fourth.
So before the fourth Thursday of the month, we need to decide this.
Well, are we? Is I know governance is having this meeting on Friday. Are we still meeting next Thursday? Our regular
schedule?
Date.
Yes.
I didn't hear that. Yes.
Yes, we are.
And you want to meet before that?
No. I meant for August.
Oh, okay.
I mean, before the September, meeting, we need to decide about the convention. We have to come up with a concrete. That's what we've been tasked with. So, other than the bylaws language, we've been tasked with the convention. And so perhaps, so I don't know. Did Tuesday turn out to be a pretty good day to have a meeting?
Well, this Tuesday, but this is bad for Mary.
Oh, it's always bad for Mary?
Yeah, they have program council on Tuesday, she said.
Ah, okay. Well, then, should we go back to Friday? Well, wasn't Friday bad for Mary, too?
No. Well,
doesn't she have a program that she does at a certain time as well?
I thought she was on Sunday. Her show's on Sunday. Wasn't that Friday just a fluke?
This is Jane.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
It tended to be the National Finance Committee meeting.
But
well,
I don't think
Friday is National Finance?
We've been meeting on Fridays pretty frequently.
But that's usually afternoons, like 3:30 or something?
No, 5:30 Eastern.
The same 5:30.
Oh, okay.
Which is true.
So 5:30 Eastern.
Because my entire Friday evening I'm meeting.
Okay, so I was thinking like 2 weeks, in a couple of weeks, which would be...
Well, when's your next finance Friday, Jane?
I confess I don't have it. With me on my calendar.
Okay, then can we work it? Can you find out, Jane, and email us?
Okay.
And let's work around it, and maybe we can do a Friday at 5:30 in a couple of weeks.
Friday at 5:30 Pacific?
I'm sorry, Pacific.
8:30
Eastern.
That'll be the 22nd or the 29th?
That would be the, let me see, what are we on right now? The 20th. Well, the 29th is just 1 week, actually, right? No, it's like a week and a half. Well, we can decide. Do we want to have it the 29th? No, it would either be the 29th or August 5th.
Of what, the 29th?
August 5th is unavailable. Well, that's 9 a.m. So I guess it's... I'm looking at KPFTX.
Oh, good. Okay.
August 5th. It's unavailable.
Or the 29th. What is it, July 29th look like?
Nothing is there.
Nothing on July 29th?
Right.
So can we tentatively schedule it for July 29th? So the finance meeting is not in there, right?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you have the 21st, Jane.
Yep. July 21st?
Yeah, it's a finance meeting. Thursday, that's a Thursday. This Thursday.
Okay.
6 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, so July 29th for the PetGov bylaws meeting. Okay, great. And then if we can stream again, that would be great. And it'll be the same time at 8:30 Eastern. And the focus of that will be the convention and any other items that may come up as a result of our station reports. We are moving along. Certainly as we review one thing, we find flaws with the other thing, right? Including like this 45-day thing, I think eventually should either have a range or say at least 45 days so that you have some flexibility. We don't keep running into the record date situation.
I have a question about the bylaws convention.
Mm-hmm.
Two questions. First of all, is there general consensus that the people who will vote at the bylaws convention would be our LSV members are basically...
No, there's no consensus on anything. There has been... I haven't seen a plan yet. There has at our committee, they've had some recommendations, but again, there's a lot of dissent as to what that convention is. The way that I had personally seen it, I'm not speaking for my committee, is I had thought if it was an in-person convention, which I'm not necessarily married to, because if we can carry out a successful video conferencing, I could seriously consider that as well. And but nevertheless, if it were an on-site convention like a PMB meeting, I think that the board members, the PMB members, and some LSB representatives and other listener reps, perhaps from bylaws committees, could be there. Now, the reason, then some people said, well, if it's a convention, by virtue of being a convention, it should not have the principals, in other words, the board members there, and to vote. The reason I think that that's critical is because it was a real challenge, and I think a lot of people that voted for the bylaws were not very invested in the bylaws when they voted. They didn't understand everything they were voting for, and I think that's why we have some of the flaws that we have in it to begin with. So I think it's critical that the PMB members and the LSB members that are going to be voting on this absolutely need to be there. If it's an on-site issue, if it's a local televideoing issue, I think it's easier to get everybody there from the LSB, and that's the advantage to having a virtual convention, as I can see it. But I don't think it's going to be necessarily cost-effective, but I do see it an advantage by having everybody present. But everybody has their own ideas. I'm telling you, it has not been an easy issue here in L.A.
There's some conversations that I think just work better face-to-face. Yeah, I know we'll all be able to see each other's faces on a screen, but that's not what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very much in favor of trying to do something in person.
Something on-site.
How we structure it and how we pay for it.
Well, if it were on-site, I think it would have to be at a location where there is no, I think it would have to be Kansas City, you know, somewhere where there's no station, because otherwise I think that the... you know, whoever the home city is, would it really wouldn't be fair to all the other locales.
Well, we had a mediation once in Chicago, and you know,
or we can do it in
for that very reason.
Or we could do it in Hawaii.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Now, cost-effective is key here, and the least expensive place to have an on-site meeting continues to be Houston.
Kansas City, then.
I mean, right. Well, the thing is going to be driven by cost, I believe, and so that's all I have to say.
Well, we might be able. To, I mean, you might
cost.
Be able to get Memphis just as cheap.
Okay.
Memphis just as cheap. Oh, that would be kind of fun.
Okay. Sure. Then my other question is. All of the other matters that people have been throwing out, I apologize, I haven't studied my bylaws on this topic, but can we vote on them all at this bylaws, we work them through them all at this bylaws convention, all these other issues, including changing to March elections or whatever we decide on, they can all be worked out in that one setting and then approved by the LSBs. Is that correct?
Well, it depends. The bylaws are complex in the way that it articulates who can make the amendments. Any listener member can get X number of 1%, I believe it is, of signatures of the membership and present an amendment. So anyone can come to this convention and present an amendment. Theoretically, they can also just bring it to the PMB. I mean, you don't need a convention to make amendments, which is what we're doing right now. So I think it's conceivable that we can make a number of amendments at future in-person PMB meetings if the PMB chooses to do so and votes accordingly. and then have like the controversial items left for the convention where we can all slug it out. Hash it out is more civilized. but you'd have to come in. It's not like where you have the luxury of time to work out every situation. Look at how long it takes us to work through a very simple issue. Now try to imagine doing the entire bylaw. So these things, that's why we're really urging people to work things out at their signal area to the degree possible, the details. Know what you want, so then when you come to a convention, you'll know what it is that you're putting out.
Is the bylaws convention stipulated in our bylaws?
Did that finally get passed in the bylaws, or is that why they did the resolution?
I don't think it made it into the bylaws.
It didn't? Okay. I remember at one, that's the other thing, is we had so many drafts of the bylaws. At one point, there was one line mandating a bylaws convention within 15 or 20 months or something like that.
No, the final upshot of that was that the chair made a binding resolution that there would be, but did not appear in the bylaws.
Uh-huh, okay. So that's how we got the bylaws.
Someone sent me the language, and it is that the notices must commence 6 months beforehand.
Oh, good. Could you send that to all of us?
Well, I'm trying to find it in the official minutes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
.org, and it's not there.
I have it on Pacifica.org.
Really? Which date?
It's the 10/25/2004. I have it.
Okay. Well, if one of you could send that to us, we'd really appreciate it. Just so that we physically have something to.
Can you send the link to the group, Arpa?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do that now. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and then we can get going. So let's look forward to having our meeting then on the 29th.
29th at 8:30 Eastern.
Exactly, and then if everybody else who is not on the Pacifica Governance Committee wants to tune in and listen to it on the streaming on online on Friday at the same time.
But we are meeting on Friday for the PatGov.
This Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
What time is that meeting?
Same time.
8 p.m.
Oh, it's at 8 instead of 8:30. Okay.
8 p.m. Eastern?
Yes.
Right, which is 8. What's at 8 p.m. Eastern?
8 o'clock.
Our meeting, meeting this Friday.
Oh, yeah, that.
Right.
Which meeting are you talking about? This Friday?
This Friday, 8 p.m. For those who are on the Pacifica Governance Committee,
that will be
voting on this same amendment that we discussed today.
Okay.
And plus, Doreen's going to raise hers.
I didn't realize we had one then. Okay, good.
And the working group meeting on the 29th is at 8:30.
Exactly.
All right,
okay, so I think that's it for now.
Very
short
good.
And sweet, but productive.
Yes, very good.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.